Bonjour et merci de voler des lins à rien de Phil Hendry.
I'm still
de
amazed and yet I'm not.
Une attitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Here is... Where do we got here? Bakersfield. Or no, it's not Bakersfield. Let's go down to Santa Barbara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, I'm within at my attorney's office today.
Turn your radio down, okay? You got that, sir?
Right. Phil, I was in my attorney's office today, and...
You need to turn that radio down.
I'm awfully sorry.
You call up, you got the radio up.
I hope that's better.
Yeah.
I was in my attorney's office today, and I was in the lobby. Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
I'm awfully sorry. I was in the lobby, and I know that secretaries don't get coffee anymore. I have my own secretary, my own business, and she doesn't get me coffee, and she doesn't get my customers or my clients coffee, but I was in the lobby area, in the reception area of my attorney's office today for about 20 minutes, and there was a young woman there on the phone at a desk just inside, actually, the reception area. And Don's secretary came.
Who is Don?
That's my lawyer. I was there to see him today.
Okay. So your lawyer's secretary?
She came out and said he'll be with you in a few minutes, and I resisted the urge to ask for a cup of coffee because generally somebody is going to come out and say, can we get you anything?
Right.
All right, so that's fine. There was a young woman at the desk there chit-chatting on the phone, and I said, coffee, please. And she sort of ignored me for a minute. I said, I'd like some coffee. I'd like it black with sugar, which is the way I take it, and she said to me, the commissary's down the hall, which is a coffee room that they have there at the legal services office. And I said, I'm aware of where the commissary is. I said, coffee, and I'd like it black with sugar. And she continues to chit-chat on the telephone. Now, I'm sitting in my attorney's office. I pay $350 an hour for his services. I pay another $150, $190 for a paralegal services. It's not an inexpensive afternoon spent. And I happen to know that she could get up from her desk and whoever it is she's talking to and go get me a cup of coffee.
Well, she's catching phones for the office, right?
Well, she could get a voicemail. Is obviously going to catch those calls. And I said to her again, because I'm sitting, waiting for my attorney to come out, my attorney secretary. I'm going to go in. I've got a long day ahead of me. I'm dealing with a lot of things having to do with my wife, custody of our kids, etc. I said, coffee. I would like some coffee. I'd like it black, and I'd like it with sugar, and I don't know when I'm going to be called into the office. I said, if you can't get it now, I'd like to have the coffee delivered to me there in the office. She said to me, I'm on the phone right now, sir. The commissary's down the hall. Now, she's repeated this twice already.
Well, she's trying to direct you to where you can get some coffee.
I know where the commissary is. What I also know is that it is customary to either have the girl who is the secretary or the girl who's working the desk to get you coffee. When you're in a place of business, someone is going to come out and ask you. Now, the girl either who answers the phone is going to do that, or the girl who's working as the direct assistant to whoever it is you're going to go see. But one of the girls is going to get you coffee, and I said, I'd like coffee. So I walked over to the desk, and I picked up an empty mug. And
look, can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just go get your coffee yourself?
I already answered that question.
Because?
Because it is customary in a professional business setting, especially when you're in an attorney's office, to have someone there get you coffee, either one of the girls answering the phone or you get one of the girls who's working in the back. So I went over to her. There was an empty coffee cup there, and I shook it in her face, and I said, coffee. Because there's got to be a way to get this girl's attention. She's chit-chatting on the telephone, and I'm sitting there 20 minutes in the outer office waiting to go visit an attorney that's going to cost me $350 an hour, and I want a cup of coffee, and I want it black with sugar, and so I took that cup and I shook it in her face, and she made a complaint. I'm a client. I've been waiting 20 minutes. There's no coffee. So she makes a complaint. And
who does she complain to? To the guy we're going to go see?
To my attorney, this guy named Don, who is obviously the head of the office. She makes a complaint to him. And he says to me, let me give you some legal advice. I said, no, hold on for a second, Don. You give me all the legal advice you want. I'm going to give you some business advice, okay? You know as well as I do that these receptionists are going to be automated out of a job in 2 to 3 years. And that's really what we're talking about here. 2 to 3 years, every receptionist in America, okay? I paid for the coffee, and I pay her salary. Now, I said to him, you know as well as
I... How do you figure that?
Because the $350 an hour I'm paying to my attorney is paying her. And I said to my attorney, I said, I'm going to give you some business advice. This girl is going to be automated out of a job in 2 to 3 years. The job she's got right now, I'm paying for. You get rid of that receptionist, and my legal fees are going to start dropping, maybe $50 an hour, I don't know. So what we're talking about here is giving this young woman a practical skill, whether it's to teach her how to make a decent cup of coffee or make a decent cup of coffee for a husband. You cut out the need for a receptionist, and my hourly fee goes down, because right now I'm paying $350 an hour. There's no need for a receptionist to be on the phone longer than 20 seconds. Voicemail, voicemail, voicemail. All right? And that is...
Okay, you are saying that she should have gotten up, this receptionist should have gotten up and gotten you a cup of coffee.
Because there's no need for her to be sitting on the phone longer than 20 seconds. I wanted a cup of coffee. I'm the client. I'm the customer. And I'm paying her salary. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. And I said this to Don. I said, these receptionists are going to be automated out of a job. And I don't know how many people listening to your show right now work in a receptionist capacity, but you better get ready, because with voicemail and more sophisticated voicemail, you're not going to have a job in 2 or 3 years. And you might as well start learning a practical skill.
And your idea of a practical skill is for her to get up and get you a cup of coffee.
Well, I don't know whether that's a practical skill or not, but I'm saying make yourself useful to the point where there's a customer sitting out in the, a client sitting out in the reception area. She can get up off of her rear end and get me a cup of coffee. How difficult is it to answer? I'm going to tell you how tough it is to be a receptionist. You ready? Phil?
Yes, I'm right here, okay? I don't know that I want to play all of your games.
Don, I'm going to tell you how tough it is to be a receptionist. You ready?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay, there it is. That's how tough it is to be...
Don't be silly, okay? These women and men, and by the way, my attorney has a man answering her phones for her, work very, very hard.
They sit and get a phone, and even if they're working that hard, there's nothing that says they can't get up for 5 seconds and get me a cup of coffee. Take a class, because you're going to be doing something else soon. And I'm not saying that they're not hard workers, but I am saying that you, of all the people in the office, you can get up and get you a cup of coffee, a receptionist can.
And you think that receptionists will be automated out of a job in 5 years. What about the person who's just going to greet people at the door?
You know, if you have somebody who wants to greet people at the door, you can push a buzzer. There are a lot of different ways for people to make their presence known when they're walking into a business. But you don't need to have some gal sitting there looking at her nails, looking into a mirror, catching whatever soap opera's on television, and occasionally flagging a phone call, because we got a thing called voicemail. 20-second stop. You say, hello, this is so-and-so, let me transfer you. That's the extent of that. And I certainly don't need to be sitting there waiting for a cup of coffee on a $350 an hour attorney.
So your main complaint is what? That all the receptionists...
I think that the receptionists out there ought to learn how to at least get a cup of coffee, because they're not having a job anymore. And I told Don that. I said, you know legal stuff, I know business. And
do you have a receptionist in your office?
No, I don't. I get my own phones. We know we got a pretty open office. People can come and go. And that's the way we work that, okay? And when somebody wants a cup of coffee, my secretary's going to run and get it for them, okay? That's just the way that I like to do my business. It's not that I think women are intended to do to get coffee, but that's the way that my office is structured. If she wants to show that she's better than voicemail, then she should do what voicemail can't do, and that's get me a cup of coffee.
Do we have any receptionists listening to this guy ranting on and on about...
Well, you think I'm being unfair.
No, that's not being unfair. I just think you're going on and on about how receptionists are going to be automated out of jobs here. And
well, they are, Phil, and that's the facts. And I think the sooner that they understand that they've got a job that is very tenuous, the sooner they're going to start getting up and getting people a cup of coffee. And
okay, I just wonder if we have anybody... Man... Any receptionists out there who can get a cup of coffee, too? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. So, anyway, sir, you know, and my lawyer, by the way, costs about as much, but they get me coffee.
Well, you're a lucky man. You're a lucky man getting coffee sitting there from an individual. Who gets you the coffee?
I'm generally asked, if you want to know the truth is, I'm generally asked by the secretary or one of the people that's working in the office.
Well, that, I think, is asking a little too much, because these days you can't do that.
You know, can't do what?
You can't ask these secretaries, because they start to get their panties in a bunch, and they start to get their underwear in a bunch, and if you ask them to get you coffee, then you're being a, what do you call it, a sexist, that kind of a deal, and they'll get their panties up in a bunch. But the receptionist who's catching phones, to my way of thinking, ought to be somebody who at least can get up off of their, they got that secretarial spread going on, they might, lose a few pounds. Running over to commissary, give me a cup of coffee.
Well, I don't know if we have any receptionists on the line. I'm going to go to Temple City here on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Temple City, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Who is this gentleman? I don't know his name.
I don't know your name, ma'am.
Well, I don't think that matters, but I'd like to address you.
All right, my name is Larry.
Is your last
name what?
Ass?
My name's Larry.
You have no right whatsoever.
Is my last name what?
Ass.
Ass?
You're an ass.
Well, I don't know. Is your last name Spread Ass?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we're going to...
Okay, can we not do this, folks? I mean, if you got questions for each other, that's fine.
She started with the insults.
Anyway, why can't you... We're secretaries. I'm a secretary, and I'm very busy running around doing other things. Why couldn't you do it yourself?
I'm talking about a receptionist, not a secretary, because I know if I was to ask...
It's the same thing, basically.
No, it's not. It's not the same thing.
Well, the money's more in a secretary, but, I mean, I'm sure...
What kind of a secretary are you? Who do you work for? What do you mean it's the same thing?
Well,
you go to an office, you've got an executive assistant or a secretary. She's not catching phones. That's not her primary...
A secretary does catch phones.
That's not her primary job.
Secretaries catch phones.
They catch phones. They catch the phones. They catch the phones for the people that they're working directly for. But are they catching all of the incoming calls to the firm?
No, these secretaries, Phil, you're not supposed to ask them for coffee, because they get their panties in a wad, because they're all professionals.
My boss asks me to get his coffee, and I think it's really rude, because I don't get paid for that.
What do you say?
Pardon me?
When he asks for coffee, what do you say?
I say yes. I get it for him.
Well, if you don't believe in it, why do you do it?
Because I need a job.
That's being hypocritical.
You're a hypocrite.
No, I'm not a hypocrite. You're the one getting the coffee for a guy that you don't think you should get coffee for.
Well, what should I do?
Quit and go get a job for a guy who's not going to treat you like that.
Well, you're one of those guys.
No, I'm not. I tell everybody up front what their job is expected to be. If they like it, great. If they don't, they can hit the bricks.
You know what? I am really glad. I am so glad that lady didn't get your cup of coffee.
Hey, she's sitting there answering a telephone.
You know what? How tough is that? Getting your boxer shorts.
You know, have you ever heard of a thing called voicemail? She can get up, get me a cup of coffee, voicemail will catch the calls. It doesn't make any difference, because in 2 years she's not going to have a job.
Well, people who call in want to speak with a live person, or aren't you business
oriented? That
doesn't
make any difference. You can go, you want to speak to
yes,
a live
it
person,
does.
It can get you transferred to that person's extension on voicemail just as fast as some chick who's
they don't want
there
to hear voicemail, and we're not chicks.
Hey, you know what? You're
no,
the ones
you're
going
to you're a jerk, and I don't want to hear anymore.
You're getting automated out of a job, sorry.
Oh, get a life.
Yeah, you get a life.
You get a life.
You're going to need one in 3 years.
Oh, yeah, right. I have an education. You sound like you've gone to the
ma'am, I own my own business.
Idiot.
I own my own business, okay? And I realize...
Oh, yeah, really what?
You know what I'm going to do just because you're being an asshole? I'm going to fire my receptionist on Monday. I am.
You're an asinine.
No, I'm an asinine.
Phil, where the hell?
Okay, thank you very much. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Jesus.
Well, she's the one that started off with the language.
Hello, Los Angeles.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to comment on the gentleman who's talking about the receptionist.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm a professional process server down here in the LA area.
What is that?
process server. I serve legal documents on attorneys, subpoenas, and summonses for them to appear in court.
Right.
And my reason for calling is because I'm aware of the whole attitude of the receptionist in regards to clients and visitors and...
They ever get you a cup of coffee?
And delivery persons, no.
Yeah.
I get very, very, very rude response from all the receptionists.
Well, how long are you hanging around? I mean, you're serving subpoenas. Nobody's exactly happy to see you, right?
Well, I could get the guy a cup of coffee, for Christ's sake.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
What is that?
My point is surprising that if this individual, the gentleman who's calling, is a client, it's surprising to me that these receptionists are giving this gentleman this type of attitude.
Well, that's the whole thing, because nowadays they're going to get their panties in a wad if you ask them about getting a cup of coffee. But
I'm saying the guy here in L.A. is serving subpoenas. No attorney wants to see. You're not exactly a welcome face in these joints, are you, sir?
No, I'm
okay.
Not.
Okay, so who's going to go and grab? Who's going to grab you a cup of coffee?
They can get him a cup of coffee.
I'm not expecting to grab a cup of coffee. But
yeah.
I am empathizing with what the gentleman is saying, because if these receptionists.
But you see what I.
They should make more useful.
They're going to be automated out of a job pretty soon, sir. That's the thing.
But the point I'm making is they're going to give you a rude reception because you're the man with the subpoenas.
Right.
So yeah, I think you've got a little bit of
No, you're correct.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a rude response.
So you got to.
I think that they
get the guy a cup of coffee, for crying out loud.
Well, you knock it off with that. They're not going to give this guy a cup of coffee. He's lucky if they don't throw him out. Well, they can't throw you out. You have legal documents. Documents.
Yes, I have legal documents.
No, this guy Ahmed there, he agrees with me, don't you?
I have a badge. I have handcuffs, and I have powers of arrest.
Hey, you know what you want to do? The next broad that doesn't give you a cup of coffee, arrest her. I'm kidding, but the fact is. That they ought to get the guy a cup of coffee.
They're not going to get.
Correct.
They're not going to get.
A lot of these receptionists are really obnoxious, and they should do more than just.
Well, they're obnoxious
and look pretty.
All right, I know. Okay, thanks. How? I don't mean to cut the guy off. How are they going to get him a cup of coffee? He's there with subpoenas. He says,
"Get him a cup of coffee."
Hey, yeah, here's a subpoena, and here is, we want you in court, and, oh, yeah, would you like a cup of coffee?
You know, the least they can do is get him a cup of coffee, because I'm telling you right now, you're paying the salary anyway.
It's the Phil Henry Show, whatever that meant. 1-800-449-8686.
Get a cup of
coffee. 多谢你哋与 Phil Henry 先生一齐飞行，我哋现在正系响 30,000尺高空中飞翔。顺便告诉大家 ，Chopstick， 我哋今晚嘅特别嘉宾系 Jackie Chan 先生。I'm
still amazed, and yet I'm not amazed.
Phil Henry Show 1-800-449-8686. Get a cup of coffee, huh? The receptionist. What is her job? We, at least talking to one gentleman who was in his attorney's office today, and the receptionist would not get you a cup of coffee. And I think that your manner might have had a lot to do with it in terms of rudeness, you know?
No, the person who was rude was the young lady behind the desk. She could have let voicemail catch the phone. She could have gone and got me a cup of coffee.
She had told you where the commissary was.
I'm sorry?
She had told you where the commissary was. She said, go down the hall. There's the commissary.
Look, I'm paying $350 an hour to attorney. She can get up, let voicemail catch the phone, and go down and get my coffee. Because as I have made very clear, she's not going to have a job in 3 years, Phil. These secretaries, these receptionists who sit there at the desk with their little power base. Oh, boy. I could tell you a story. You walk into an office, they sit there and they look at you, can I help you? And, they're frowning and they wait. They take the time. They're on the phone with their boyfriend or whoever the guy is they're talking to.
Well, if you're getting rude treatment from a receptionist.
I don't care. Give me a cup of coffee. That's what I'm talking about.
Because I can understand some of them can be rude. I just don't know what that's got to do with you having to flag you a cup of coffee. Here's Fullerton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Does this guy, are you disabled or something?
No, I'm not disabled, ma'am. I'm paying $350 an hour to an attorney.
Okay, you know what?
I'm paying her salary.
We don't even have receptionists at my work because the people there that kind of have an administrative assistant job have more to do than just freaking greet people at the door and hand them cups of coffee.
And with voicemail, you don't need them.
We have voicemail. Do you think, I mean, we're doing more than just sitting there and talking on the phone. We're retyping things
for... You don't have receptionists. What are you talking about?
We don't have receptionists because anyone that would be classified as a receptionist does more than just answer phones and greet people at the door. We have stuff to do, like schedule appointments and do stuff on the computer, and we're walking up and down the stairs, filing things, driving everywhere, running errands, doing other stuff. We tell people where the freaking coffee pot is.
If you're not
in a wheelchair when you come up to our office, we will not get it for you.
Kind of attitude that I'm talking about, okay? Why do they got you answering phones? Obviously, that's the only thing you know how to do. And if that's the case, may I give you a little piece of advice? You're not going to have a job in 2-3 years because they're going to automate all the receptionists out of a job.
You know what? I'm not planning to be here in 2-3 more years anyway to deal with rude people like you.
What's wrong with getting me a cup of coffee?
If you're fully capable of doing it, then do it.
Let me ask you a question here, because we do this on our show. It's what I call psychodramming, where you play the role of the receptionist, ma'am, okay? And, sir?
Yes, sir.
You give this lady the method you used today. I want to hear you say to her, she's the receptionist now, what you said to the young woman.
Okay.
Well, what I said to the young lady...
No, don't tell me what I said. I want you to do it, okay?
All right, I don't know what line of business. What business have I walked into here?
Okay, you're in a therapist's office. She's a rational, emotive therapist.
Okay, I'm in a head shrinker. Okay, great. All right, so I walk in. Hi, I'm here to see the doctor.
Hi, which doctor are you here to see?
Dr. So-and-so.
Okay, can you have a seat for a minute, and I'll tell you you're here?
Okay. Like a cup of coffee, black, with sugar, please.
Okay, we've got coffee pots in the back, and the cups and the straws are there and everything.
Right. What I'm doing here right now is I'm sitting here, I'm waiting for the doctor, and I'd like a cup of coffee. See, this is the thing that I got it.
No, keep going. It's good. Keep going.
I'd like a cup of coffee, please.
Yes. If you go right back out the store, you'll see the coffee on the left, and the cups and the sugar and the cream is
right.
All there.
Did I say that I was going to go get it myself?
No, and I'm letting you know that it's there if you would like to go
All
get
right.
it yourself.
I would like you to get it, please.
Well, I have to go do something right now, so I would really like it if you could go get it.
What do you have to do?
I don't know.
You're not going to ask. Are you going to ask her that?
Get your coffee!
You already told me to sit down. Now you're telling me to get up and get the coffee?
Okay, look, the what you're saying, ma'am, is you don't get coffee, right?
I don't get coffee. I don't get coffee unless they're up there in a wheelchair.
Can I get a guy a cup of coffee around here? Can I get a cup of coffee around here?
She said, go down the hall, and there it is.
That's what I'm talking about. You're not going to have a job in 3 years.
You know what? Why is that so hard for you to do?
What is the tough thing about that?
Because, Phil, when you walk into an attorney's office, she's working for a head shrinker. It's probably the same thing. $350 an hour. I don't know what the head shrinker made. $200 an hour.
Something like that.
So, in other words, what you're telling me is, unless I'm a cripple, you run and get Gimp's coffee, don't you?
Okay.
Do you run and get the Gimp coffee
Thank
or what?
You.
Get the Gimps. Here we go.
Phil, Mr. Henry, she said she runs and gets the handicapped coffee, right?
Because they are incapable of going back there and going through all the chairs and stuff and getting it themselves.
Oh, they can't roll back there themselves and get a... Oh, boy.
Well, that makes sense to me because they have to negotiate all these chairs and all of these cubicles and...
So I should limp into the office is what you're saying. What I'll do next time I come into your office, ma'am, is I'll be dragging my leg behind me. Will you
get
me coffee?
Yeah, because I'm going to have to run over you with a car if you're going to come to my office.
Oh, I see. So you're going to get me coffee then when I drag my leg?
Okay, the point is she doesn't do it at her office because the receptionists at her office do more. And you're saying that the receptionist at your attorney's office...
Sitting on her ever-widening ass, doing nothing... Catching phones. Let me ask the lady, if that's all you had to do, would you get me coffee then?
Maybe, if you ask nicely.
You see what I'm saying, Phil?
So, well, I don't think that being polite is such a terrible thing. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. I don't think being polite is such a terrible thing.
No, she said that if all she had to do was answer phones if I asked nicely. And
being polite's not such a terrible thing. Here's Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Okay. Why would you want somebody else to handle food that you're going to put into your mouth?
You don't go to restaurants?
You don't know what type of day this secretary receptionist has had all day. And now, here you come, and you probably didn't do anything to her. You're just coming in to see your attorney, as you said, and this woman has had a bad day. So now you ask her to go get a cup of coffee for you. And just to tie it over, she decides to hock one right in your coffee.
You have knowledge of people doing this?
Yes.
Have you
Why would you be willing to trust somebody else to handle something that's going to be in your body?
Have you done this?
No.
But you have knowledge of people doing this.
Yeah.
Did you turn them in?
Yeah.
You told people.
Wait a minute, ma'am. Yes. You were in an office. You saw a secretary hawk one right into a guy's car.
Yes.
Oh boy.
I told because sometimes she was handling lunch. You know, sometimes you walk out the kitchen and you're like, "Can you put something in the microwave for me?" And I noticed she did this. Okay, this changed the trusting issue altogether. So why? You don't know what type of day that person has had, regardless if they're just answering the phone. Why would you trust this person
to hand you a
coffee?
I had a waitress one time get so angry at me. She didn't think I saw her, okay? She got so angry at me. I had ordered a Reuben sandwich. It was right over here at a place called a Copper Penny. I don't have any more. No, it wasn't a copy. It was a different place that I'm thinking of. Anyway, she got so angry at me, she took my sandwich. Okay, you ready for this? You're not going to believe this. And shoved it down her pantyhose.
She wanted to give you a little something extra.
You know? And
she did what?
She took that sandwich and shoved it down her pantyhose.
Did you call a manager? Or?
No, I didn't. That didn't bother me.
She wanted to make you feel special.
Feel special, huh?
Yes, she wanted to give you a little something extra. You can deal without that extra and go get your coffee yourself.
Don't allow
anybody else to touch things that are going to be in your body.
Let me tell you something, ma'am. I'm not that paranoid, okay? Some chick hawks into my coffee, watch out.
You ain't going to know, man. You're not going to know, okay?
Well, that bothers me.
Sure it's going to bother you.
So next time, just get the coffee yourself.
Where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yeah.
I work for a mental health provider.
Mental health provider.
But when I was working at that time, I was an attorney's office also. I was working for a real estate attorney.
She hawked in some guy's coffee. He was just being a real slob, huh?
She just let it go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something to think about there, Lair. And it's always something to think about no matter where you are. If people are serving food, be nice to them because they'll do that to your sandwich or something. If
now
you're screaming at
somebody, you were tipping.
You know, I'm thinking back now. I was at a McDonald's out in the desert once. And I gave this chick a really bad time, and she came walking out to my car with the bag with a look on her face. I should have known. It's been years. And you know what? I've had health problems ever since then.
What are you saying? She rubbed the McDonald's thing all over her crotch?
I don't know what she did. It's interesting. Anyway, ma'am, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Torrance on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, I was calling in regards to you, Mr. So-and-so, what was your name?
My name is Mr. Grover, thank you.
Okay, I'm a receptionist.
Oh, here we go.
And, no, you know, I'm just angry because you're very rude in the way you're presenting this.
Well, I mean, you guys sit with your little miniature television set there on the desk.
No,
Let's catch
days
of our lives, young and restless.
Do you even know maybe about the high volume of calls that come in a day
takes
to
about
certain
20,
places?
Takes about 10 seconds to field a phone call.
Oh,
and boom, right on into voicemail.
I have 6 lines to answer personally.
Mm-hmm.
And these calls come in like that, and you have to be quick. And then there's people that come in and serve subpoenas. And I'm nice to those people.
Wait a second. Are you, like, what are you, an air traffic controller? All you're doing is punching buttons.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
No, it's way more than that. You have to know so much. People are always coming at you, saying things that, oh, you know, I want to speak with this. And I have to deal with rude people like you. I answer the phone nicely, and I'm nice to people, but then I get people like you that come and bark at me.
I didn't bark at anybody.
Let's do the tone of your voice, sir.
Let's do our psychodrama now, ma'am, okay? You're the receptionist, Mr. Grover.
Mr. Hendry.
I want you to do this, okay?
All right. Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi. I'm here to see whatever it is you got here, okay? I don't know the
name. Okay, and who is the name of the person you are here to see?
Mr. Jones.
Okay, I will page Mr. Jones and have him come up right away.
All right, and give me a cup of coffee black with sugar.
I'm sorry, I can't leave the station, sir, for security reasons.
See that, Phil? There's the rudeness begins immediately, and people tell me that I'm
the
rude.
The rudeness?
Okay.
There was no rudeness there in my voice.
Rudeness? What? I'm sorry?
There was no rudeness in my voice.
Do it again, okay?
Do what again?
Do it again, okay? Because this demonstrates to people how proper behavior, all right?
Hi. Hello.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to see Mr. Jones.
Okay, let me just page him or call him at his office, I will have him come down.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like a cup of coffee, black with sugar.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't leave the front desk. I have 6 lines to answer.
Well, then get...
And
right,
there's a security lock on our kitchen.
Right. Can you get somebody down there and get me coffee?
Everybody's very busy. This is an insurance company, sir.
There you go. The rudeness. You see, Phil, how I was polite. I was just as polite as you were.
Maybe even more polite.
Okay, whoa. Hold on. The lady was very polite. And if I may critique, Larry, okay?
What?
I think your manner was abrupt. You said to her...
My manner was abrupt.
No, whoa. You said, and I'll take a cup of coffee. The least you can do...
Why can't a minimum wage receptionist get a damn cup of coffee...
You know what?
Hold on. Look it.
Stop saying no and start saying yes, baby, and you get a lot further in this world.
You know what?
What?
I'm tired of people that sit there and think that receptionists do nothing. It is a very hard job.
Look at Larry.
It's hard because we have to deal with people that are demanding all day. And I'm not saying that's not such a big deal, but it gets on your nerves. It bites
what you said, Larry, was you said, and get
but
me
you
a
know
cup
what?
Of coffee.
I cannot leave the front desk for security reasons. I work in a large office. My office employs over 300.
All right, let's do it one more time. Let's do it one more time. Go ahead, Larry. You're walking into the office.
Phil, I don't know the point.
Please, just one more time.
Good afternoon, sir. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm here to see Mr. Jones.
Okay, if you can just have a seat, I will page him or call him at his office, and I will have him come up.
Okay, I'm going to go sit down then, right? Is that what you want me to do, sit down?
Whatever you like, sir.
Well, you said to go have a seat. I want to do what you'd like me to do, because I know this is a high
security. Whatever you feel comfortable with, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to go sit down.
Okay.
Now, get me a cup of coffee, black with sugar.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot leave my desk for security reasons.
Okay, if you get me the coffee, your job will be easier.
How do you figure, sir?
How do I figure? Because I won't have to complain to your boss. I'll watch your station.
Wait.
I'll watch your station. I'll catch the phones. How about that?
Do you know how to use the switchboard, sir?
You're asking me, do I know how to answer a telephone? Yes.
No, it's not a telephone. It's a switchboard with about 6 to 8 lines on it, sir. And the phones are ringing constantly.
Look, you're doing it. How hard can it be, okay?
You know what? How about you come to my place of work? And I'll try to teach you. I'll try to train you. Let's see if you can get the switchboard in one day.
How hard can it be? 8 incoming lights. Big wow. How hard can it be?
And I'm okay, look,
let
you
me
are...
see if you can understand the switchboard in one day.
Okay.
In a matter of
here.
Even just 3 or 4
hey,
hours.
Phil, here's the receptionist job. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boom. There's the 8 incoming light. Hello.
You have
please hold. What? How tough is it? That's all I'm asking. How tough can it be to say, hello, hold on?
No, that part is not tough. The tough part is dealing with people and trying to understand people when they can't even articulate half the time what they want.
If I can do your job and get coffee, too, will I prove my point?
Hell, go.
All right,
fine by me.
Okay.
You come to my place and I'll show you.
Okay.
You try to use the switchboard.
No sweat.
No sweat.
No sweat.
Okay, ma'am, thank you very much.
Thanks
for your call. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I think what we're talking about here is being polite to somebody. And
well, I'm polite to somebody. Maybe I get a cup of coffee.
Well, you're talking about receptionists, and you may have the wrong idea that they are just sitting there catching phones, man, that they're doing a lot more.
A receptionist catches phone. If they're doing more than that, then I understand that. But most of these women, all they do is they're catching a phone.
All right, let me go to Hickory on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the Lord gave you 2 legs, right? So why don't you use them? I mean...
That's supposed to mean the Lord gave me 2 legs. The Lord gave me a sponge. I can't use a car wash?
Well, that's true, too. But
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he gave you 2 legs, personally.
What do you do?
I'm a security officer. And
you're a security guard someplace?
Yes.
Well, you can get me some coffee, then.
Okay, yeah, sir, okay.
All right.
But anyway, they didn't ask you to come there, so therefore... You have no right to boss them around. You don't pay their checks. You don't do anything.
Yes, I do pay their checks. Yes, I do. Let me explain how it works. $350 an hour to my attorney. You better believe I'm paying their checks. Just like I pay your check if I go to the place where you work.
I don't think so, sir.
You get coffee?
No, I don't.
You drink coffee?
No, I don't.
Where are you?
Excuse me?
Where are you?
I'm in Hickory.
All right, now let's psychodrome, okay?
Oh, come on.
Let's do it. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You the security guard here?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to go upstairs and see Mr. Jones.
Okay, sir. Let me page him on the pager here.
Great, and I'd like a cup of coffee, black with sugar.
No, sir, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I...
You know how to make coffee?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Well, then go and make me some coffee.
No, that's not my job, sir. My job is security, and that's
why
I'm going to do
security. Go and make me coffee! Go and make me coffee!
No, I can't give you a coffee, sir. Calm
down. Please!
Calm down, sir. You have to leave the premises.
You're going to mace me, aren't you?
Yes, I will make you.
No, mace me, not make me.
No, I will make you. I won't
put the make on me? All right. He said put the make on me? Look, if you don't get me coffee, you got a security problem.
Make your own freaking coffee.
Get me a cup of coffee. Hey, you got the flavored creamer in there? No? God damn it.